KMCH Sports Zone continues on a Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. Justin Olin's the head coach, the Edco boys basketball program, as the Vikings are 13-8 overall, 7-4 in the Tri-Rivers Conference, third place in the West Division. As coach, we pick up where we left off a couple weeks ago, as we last talked before that Maquoketa Valley win. Your team 45-28 in Delhi on that Thursday night, moved up because of the chilliness that was going to be in the air on that Friday. So you went into Delhi and took down the Wildcats by 17 points. Good road win there when you can beat Mack Valley on the road.
Yeah, I mean, always a great atmosphere there. I mean, both crowds were great. I mean, it was electric, and the kids, the guys really stepped up. We played really great defense that night. Our rotations were great. Kids were dialed in. We played really efficient offense, shot the ball well, you know, made great decisions, and, you know, didn't turn the ball over for easy points for Mack Valley. And, you know, we meant to take tough shots, and we rebounded their misses really well and didn't give them extra opportunities. It was just one of those games, if you could draw it up to play out, it went pretty much according to plan, and I was just really happy with how the guys played.
Fantastic. As you follow that up with a win over East Buchanan 2 days later, Saturday at the Upper Iowa University Shootout at Dorman Memorial Gymnasium. Great experience for your kids to play in that college atmosphere. 58-33, the win over the Buccaneers.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to kind of go play on some different surfaces. You know, big floor, kind of get used to that extra space. You know, nice to go play at the, you know, for the college to have us there in Wapsie to put it on. And It was a conference game that in a kind of a fun, different environment. So, you know, we had to adjust to those things. Took a little while to get going, but in the end, you know, did a nice job of, you know, getting what we wanted offensively. And, you know, we started a little sluggish up there, but we picked it up and used our defense to generate some good offense and kind of string it out and pull away to get another good conference win. You know, any conference win in the Tri-Rivers is a good one.
No doubt. Three in a row as you followed up with a W at home with North Lynn, 53-44, back last Tuesday, the 27th. So able to take down the Lynx, avenge that first-time loss back on December 12th, as you're able to get the win over North Lynn. What were the positives that you took from that game, able to get a win at home?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a really good job of protecting home court. I think we're 8-2 at home this year. So, I mean, that was big. That was kind of one of our goals. Obviously you don't want to lose any at home, but, you know, to go 8-2 on our home floor this year was great, because, you know, it really wasn't a home court advantage last year because it was new to us as well. And so it was good to kind of get that rolling. And, you know, North Lynn just, yeah, I mean, they just play a style of ball that you just have to be ready to go. You have to be focused in for 32 minutes, and they're going to be up in your space, and you got to be okay with that, and you got to be able to make decisions under pressure. And I thought the boys did a great job. We did a really good job of getting to their shooters and making sure that their shots were tough, and, you know, just great. We've been really good on offense and being patient when we don't have something, and we did a nice job that night of getting the shots we wanted and had good balance with, I think, three double-digit scores and another couple guys that were real close. So we've been doing a good job there. You know, we're not just dependent on one guy. You know, everybody contributes. So I've been really happy with that as well.
Indeed. Couple of losses followed that with the Key High last Thursday, Springville last Friday, 71-61 to the Key Hawks and 62-47 to the Orioles. Back-to-back nights on the road took a little toll on your team there, and sometimes for whatever reason you just don't play the greatest on the road, and unfortunately those back-to-back games came for your team last week to round out the week.
Yeah, I think it was, we played 7 games in 14 days there, and then with those two being on the road, you know, we just weren't focused in on starting the game at Key High, we just started slow, and they came to play. You know, they host a great atmosphere up there. The crowd's good. They make it entertaining, and it's we just didn't come ready to go out of the gate, put ourselves behind the eight ball, and then we had to play catch up the whole night. And whenever we finally get back getting the lead, then they would make big plays, and it was like a heavyweight boxing match. They'd hit a shot, we'd hit a shot. It just went back and forth, and they ended up making just a couple more plays at the end that kind of got out, and we just couldn't quite ever recover from just kind of our slow start. But it was a great game, a lot of offense and a lot of good things, but we just knew we had to start better, and we kind of followed that up the next night. Kind of we had some road legs to start. You know, we couldn't get shots to fall, and Springville shot the ball really well, and you know, it was both teams knew we were playing for second place overall in the conference that night, and 22-5 first quarter wasn't going to cut it against a team that's playing really well in Springville, and we got it back to within manageable to 8 in the third quarter, and we just couldn't get any closer to this, held us off, and ended up pulling it out. So, I mean, it was a great battle. We just had two quarters that we'd like to have back on those games, but the rest of it, I was really happy with how we fought. We never gave. We started too slow, so we had to focus in and get better on that, in that aspect for last night.
Indeed, you came back last night with that 64-56 win over Starmont at home. It's only one game to go. Regular season will be on the road at Central City on Friday night. The season has just gone by fast. We say it every year, but it seems like it goes by faster. Every season, didn't have too much problems with Mother Nature this year. A little cold, maybe a little snow early on, but really not bad as what we've had some years. So getting ready postseason basketball around the corner. You'll find out your pairings come up on Monday afternoon after you close out the season at Central City on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, really excited. I think we've done a really nice job of putting together a pretty good resume. Hopefully we get to host a couple rounds at our gym. That'd be awesome. We haven't gotten to do that yet. You know, last year we had to go down to play at Mac Valley, first round. Mm-hmm. So it'd be really great to have an opportunity to host a game, possibly two at our place, if all goes well. And I know the kids are excited. You know, they've worked hard to put themselves in this position. And, we're really focused in. We're going to go hopefully down to Central City and finish the regular season off strong with one more win. And, you know, definitely get ready for the postseason. Excited for it. These kids have grown so much. They've just come together, and our practice was great tonight, intense, guys pushing each other. So, I mean, it's been a fun year, and that's kudos to the kids for putting in the work and coming ready to go for us.
No doubt. All right, best of luck on Friday night, Coach. And with the pairings coming out on Monday, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Swish. Have a great one.
Absolutely. You too. Justin Olin, head coach of the Edco Boys basketball program here on the show, as the Vikings continuing on one more game on Friday night. More of the show here from KMCH Sports coming up.